That was Catherine Calder doing a track from her new solo album. It's called Are You My Mother? And that was Slip Away. We had new music from BJSR before that. His new album's called Axe and Vox. And that was Sleep. Some Mountain Goats before that. The Carolina Chocolate Drops covering Blue Cantrell. And much, much more. We'll get that playlist updated on WYSO.org a little later on tonight. You are listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and the Centerville, Washington Township Diversity Council, presenting voices and stories, tales from a diverse community at the Centerville High School's Central Theater tomorrow at 7 p.m. Local residents will share Appalachian, Native American, Indian, African, and Colombian cultural experiences through their own stories. Information is available at cwtdiversity.org. Well, I am Juliet Frumholt, and I am very, very excited to introduce our guests this evening. We have been playing a new album. It's called Old Music for Young Hearts, and it's by TKO. They're going to be playing live for us, and we'll be talking to them about the album, about music, all that good stuff. But first, I'm going to hand it over to the guys for some live music.
Waiting for it, it's wasted time.
That was TKO live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with the band and hear some more live music here in just a few moments on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Jenny and Johnny. Jenny Lewis and Jonathan Rice have made an album together featuring not only their voices together, but their songwriting together as well. I'm David Dye. Jenny and Johnny and the band join us for a live set. It's happening right here on the Next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after Excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We just heard live music from TKO, and we have the band here in the studio. I want to welcome Tim, John, Jason, and Tony. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Glad to have you here. I guess I want to start out. Tim, this is sort of your project, your brainchild. Tell me a little bit about this fantastic album.
Well, I wrote most of it in Shanghai, China. I was living there for about 5 years and working, and on the side I was playing with a band and had all these ideas, and they kind of helped me flesh it out. And so I would say about half of the record was fleshed out in Shanghai. And when I came back to the States in 2003, I met up with these fine gentlemen, and they took it to the next level. Just a really greater level of musicianship. And yeah, it wouldn't have happened without these guys.
So this is a project that's been in the works for quite a while then.
Yeah, I've had these tunes in my head for years, and you know, you just gotta get it out. So, and you know, I wasn't very good at my previous job, so I when there were meetings and stuff, I would just pretend to take notes, but I was actually writing the song. So, they've been part of me for years. I just had to get them out.
And so that sort of what you just kind of gave me a clue into the next thing I was going to ask, which was tell me about sort of how you go about writing songs. It sounds like you're kind of writing all the time.
Yeah, Jason loves/hates me. I record mostly in Jason Harding's house. And, you know, I probably have 30 songs in my head right now. And we just started work on the second one. So I'm always writing. I've always got melodies and I always try to put them down before I forget them. So yeah, it's a constant process. I'm just always writing.
And is it usually the melody that comes first or the lyrics?
I would say definitely the melody. Just you know, listening to the radio or talking to friends, and you just hear something and use it/steal it.
Well, on the album, lyrically and really melodically, you kind of run the gamut about with topics and styles and things like that. Was that intentional when you were sort of picking the tracks for the album, or was it just sort of like these were the ones that you felt were ready, or how did you choose? You said you have a lot of songs.
Yeah, we probably have 5 or 6 leftovers.
Yeah, that there's a lot that we didn't use.
Yeah, that are pretty much ready to go, but we just didn't use them. It was purposeful and it was accidental at the same time. Those are the songs that I think felt the best. And I definitely wanted it to be an eclectic album, because I like a lot of stuff, and so didn't want to really go one way all the way. So I think it's very representative of my musical tastes.
Tim had 3 different recording environments for the production of this record as well. I started out recording Tim. It wasn't 2003. It had to have been 2006 that you and I started recording. 2006 or 2007.
Yeah.
But it was the first project that I had the privilege to work on at Rephrase. So it was an incredible learning experience, and we ended up becoming friends out of it too. And we both have very similar tastes in music. But so we had done that session, and then after he took those songs and released an EP with some of those songs, started working with Jason, where I think the bulk of the stuff was put together, I think, if that's correct, I'm not sure. Yeah. And then he also, Tim, you also recorded with Brian Whitten, correct?
Yeah, with Brian Whitten, too. from Center City Studios.
So this has been really kind of an evolution and a patchwork of recording places and people and processes and things like that.
Yeah.
He brought all kinds of people to my house out different instruments.
A small family.
Yeah, there was a family that came over.
That's right. All kinds of instruments.
Singing, yeah.
But I was very lucky along the way because, you know, sometimes you don't meet the right people and that kind of comes through on the record. But I met all the right people, like Jason, John, Tony, and then Brian too. They're all fantastic musicians, and they get my music, which is they kind of helped synthesize it.
Tell me a little bit about what some of your influences are musically. I hear a lot of different things in your music. You know, I hear that great sort of, you know, dreamy pop, and then there's some like British pop and rock in there. What kind of things influence? What kind of things did you sort of grow up listening to, and what things made you want to play?
I grew up listening to lots of cheesy music, I gotta say. My parents loved easy listening. My parents are Chinese, so they played a lot of Chinese music, which is pop music, which is really, really melodic. I've always been a sucker for melody, so anything with melody. But, you know, if we want to pin it down to genres, I love Britpop. It is just like, I don't know, it just gets me. I love... you know, I think like a lot of people, I'm a sucker for singer-songwriter type stuff. Love Elliott Smith. I like this band called Television a lot. Been getting into them.
Marquee Moon's an amazing record.
Marquee Moon is a brilliant, brilliant record. Of course, you know, your standards. I mean, I love the Kinks, I like the Laws, I like the Beatles. That's a lot of British stuff. So I think I like a lot of British stuff.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. And What made you decide to use violin on the album strings? Because I have to say, I am a sucker for an album with strings on it.
I know.
And
me both.
When I found out that you were not only did you have strings on the album, but you were going to have Tony here playing strings in the studio, I was just like, yes.
No. Everything sounds better with strings. You know?
I think I had heard a couple of the pieces that we had originally done years back at Rephrase, and that were also remixed and kind of redeveloped for this record, and strings were added to them. And I remember when I first heard, that's exactly how I felt, is that the song had almost been reinvented to me. I'd loved the song before, but when the strings came into it, it's just like, oh, it makes it. And it just provides the emotional kind of point to the song.
Yeah. You don't even want to know how many tracks we used. Jason, I mean,
it was a mission. I mean, just getting a violin player was hard for
a good
a while.
Violin player.
And we tried a couple, and it was violin, but it just wasn't great. It wasn't, I don't know if it was technique.
It wasn't Tony.
It wasn't Tony.
It wasn't this guy right here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love violin. I mean, if you put it under any type of acoustic, electric, especially the kind of stuff that we do, I think it just makes it sound so sweeping and, you know, so enormous. I just love it.
And I understand, I was reading on your Facebook page that the proceeds from this album are actually going towards a cause.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. When I was working in China, I worked with this charity called Shanghai Sunrise, and they aim to break the poverty cycle in China by giving underprivileged Chinese youth educational scholarships. So I used to teach in China, and then we raised money, and we gave some scholarships to students, and to help them, it put them through school. We put one kid entirely through high school, and it's not an enormous sum of money, you know, from an American standpoint, but it is an enormous sum of money from a Chinese standpoint. And so half of all the proceeds, of the album sales, whether it's from me or from CD Baby or whatever, I just donate to Shanghai Sunrise. And I think we've raised about $300, but my target is $1,400, because $1,400 would put one student through high school, 3 years of high school. Chinese high school is 3 years. So that's my goal.
Well, the album is Old Music for Young Hearts. It's by TKO. We'll be back to talk more and hear some more live music here in just a few moments on Kaleidoscope.
After the big Republican victory, members of the Tea Party say they expect their candidates to stay faithful to their agenda.
We will be watching in 2012, and if they don't behave themselves, they'll be seeing the same wave in the primaries and the general, just like we did this year.
I'm Renee Montaigne. How the Tea Party Handles Political Power on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tomorrow morning, starting at 5 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromholt, and just a little while ago, we heard some live music in the WYSO studios from TKO. We've got the band here in the studio, and we're talking about the new album. It's called Old Music for Young Hearts. And so I have to ask, where did the title come from? I love that title, and I think it really encompasses all the songs.
It just popped in my head. I think it's a pretty good description of me. Everyone has always said, Tim, you're an old man. You know, I look really young, but I act like a really old guy. I got really a lot of old man habits. You know, wearing the
early bedtimes,
you know, a robe and all that kind of stuff.
Can't see in the studio, but his pants are like up to his pectoral muscles.
That's actually a very good description of me in the evening. I got a lot of old tendencies. I like a lot of old music, but you know, I think I'm young at heart.
And as far as like what you sort of choose to write songs about, is it, you know, is it just stuff from your life or stuff that's happening in the world? I mean, how do you pick, or do you pick? Do you just write about it all?
I think most of the songs are, they're love songs. I like writing love songs. I'm real cheesy like that. And you know, girls are easy topic. my family life, I think, is featured on the album to some degree. Political stuff. Sometimes when I was living in China, I wrote some stuff that was kind of political. And yeah, I think it runs the gamut. And then some stuff, because I like a lot of artists who say, "Oh, I just wrote something to write something." I'm like, I want to try that sometime. And so some of the songs on there are just complete nonsense. Like Top of the World is not personal whatsoever. I was watching a crime show. You know how they dissect crimes, you know? And it was a story about a girl running through the forest being chased by a rapist. And the song is written as a love song, but it's about a girl being chased through the forest and dying. I mean, it's a very morbid, disgusting thing, but I wanted to write something to kind of, it's like my every breath you take. What is it? It's like my every breath you take, right?
Well, it's love
or
the point of obsession.
Right, exactly. That's right.
Love kills.
Yeah. That was the original title.
So it seems like with something like that, it's almost more like a writing exercise, like an author would do or something.
Yeah, that was totally one, yeah.
Well, you mentioned that you sort of started writing some of these songs when you were in Shanghai, and you worked on them with another band, and then you came here and sort of fleshed them out with these guys. Talk a little bit about like how that worked, or how the songs sort of evolved from, because I can imagine that from going from, you know, your pen to one band to, you know, on the other side of the world, another group of people working with your songs. What was that like?
It was really, really, really cool. It was really interesting. My previous band, we were called Mint, and it was just four guys. The three other guys were local Shanghainese dudes, and they're pretty good musicians, but nowhere near the level of what I had here in Dayton. And they had a very Chinese spin on the songs. And rock and roll in China is actually very popular, believe it or not. But certain brands of rock and roll, like metal, is really popular. You know, like Mr. Big is really popular. But punk is really popular too. So exactly, like I was saying earlier today, Mr. Big is huge.
It's because Paul Gilbert, man.
That's right.
Rips.
So they had a really diverse, you know, set of knowledge about music. But they kind of softened the songs. I wanted things to be a lot harder, more pounding. And so we couldn't really get the right sound for any of the songs. And so, you know, all our recordings kind of failed. And then I came over here and I found these guys. And they totally, you know, they totally get my influences because we share some of those. And so they were totally able to bring out the essence, the genres I was trying to get at. So, like I said, they were just able to synthesize that, which I couldn't do with my previous band.
And do you guys have plans to do any live shows, or is this mainly like a group that's just going to be doing recordings, or do you want to get out there and play live shows with this arrangement?
I would love to play live stuff. It's been difficult with my schedule. So primarily right now it's more of like we're like recording buddies, really. Mm-hmm. And so we get together when the need arises to record.
It will happen.
Yeah.
No. I'll make a public declaration on the radio, yes, so that Tim is now obligated.
I'm recording this, too, so proof.
Yeah, there is a permanent record of this. So, Tim, you're now obligated to, at some point in the future, book a show.
That'd be fun. It'd be fun.
At some point. Yeah.
It would be cool.
So, next, what is next for you? You said you've got some more songs and probably diving. Are you going to dive right into the next record, or are you just going to kind of savor this one and then get to that one later?
We've started, Jason and I have started recording the next record and probably lay down about 6 demos. I try to find time on the weekends, and we're working at it. This album took a really long time to record. You don't even want to know how many tracks, and it's just disgusting how much disc space we used on his computer.
Yeah. It's a really well sculpted and produced record, though, so they spend time with it instead of just kind of going in and recording. It's like Tim and Jason, and to a lesser extent myself, developed this over a long period of time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And I'm sure the next one will take some time, too.
It's very different when you're a band and you have everything written out and you go into a studio and just lay it down and everything, but it was a very creative process. Like, as you go, it's kind of a thing where, let's try this guitar part, and you know, Tim would try 6-7 times at it, and we'd listen to it back, and it's not uncommon, but for me it was really nice and really interesting to work in that environment as opposed to just, recording a band that has stuff, just completely mapped out.
Yeah, it's a very layered process, and I'm trying not to do that this time because I get too involved with it,
You just drive yourself crazy trying to pick between 6 different guitar tracks.
And I think I've driven each of these people crazy at one point with my, with my obsession with layering and all this junk. But this time I'm really going to try to limit myself to maybe 15 tracks and not 38. I'm trying to get it to be a raw, is that a word?
Roar.
Roar? I want it to be a roar album.
Well, as far as the layering on this album, I mean, this is like, it's really sculpted and intricate. And so a lot of that did just happen in the studio. You didn't sort of like plan out ahead of time, like, did you kind of plan out ahead of time? Like, I know I want all of this.
Every weekend this guy would come to my house, I would have no idea what was going to happen when he got there. It would be, I got some samples, I got a trash can I've got at Home Depot. I want to bang on it and take it back when I get done.
I returned that trash can.
I know you did.
They asked me what was wrong with it. I said, it just doesn't work right.
You should say it doesn't sound very good.
It doesn't sound very good.
This is the wrong tone.
Trash can doesn't work quite right.
Trash can's an A.
But yeah, and then different musicians. It was just a lot of trying stuff out. It was really cool, and just some of it worked, some of it didn't. But
I think
it was worth trying.
The whole project kind of leveraged some more modern digital recording techniques.
Oh, yeah.
And some stuff that maybe really big studios have used for a long time, but is now available to consumers like us.
Yeah.
I know one thing I was impressed with is that when we were working at Rephrase, that we took a sample of a cello on Sweet Surrender, which is a song we're actually going to play tonight.
Yeah.
And we took a sample of the cello from a previous version that was recorded in Shanghai and pulled it into Pro Tools with the new version we had recorded at Rephrase. And using some of the new technologies in Pro Tools, we could just seamlessly sync it up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of electronic beat production and samples that are utilized, I think, really effectively. Jason, and Tim, put together. And that's why I was drawn to it, definitely, is it's a lush pop record and has a lot of layers and elements that were put together well.
I like that. Yeah, Lush. Love that, love that band, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Good band. Yes.
Well, where can people get a copy, get their very own copy of this album?
I think primarily through CD Baby, cdbaby.com/TKAO1. That's the main outlet. And, you know, if they bump into me, I'm happy to give them a copy, too. But it's I think that's the only place. Well, I mean,
Did you do the digital distribution with CD Baby as well?
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I did. So I guess you can get it a lot of places. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it on iTunes and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
All the usual spots.
But if you buy through CD Baby, I get more proceeds, and so therefore the charity gets more proceeds. So.
That's the ticket.
Yeah.
Well, before we get back to some more music, is there anything else that that you want to share with our listeners, or anything else they ought to know as they're clicking over to CD Baby to buy a copy of this album?
I guess two things. Maybe one. These guys were really, really important on the album. I can't say that enough. Like Jason, John, and Tony made the album. If I didn't have any one of them, it wouldn't have happened. You know, they're playing their ideas, their inspiration. I like all of them personally and musically, and they were pivotal, and I just can't thank them enough. I love the guys, love the music they make, and it's been great working with them.
Well, thank you, Tim. Yes. You're a paragon of humility, man.
Makes me cry.
I mean, come on. You know, you put this whole album together. You wrote it. You made it all happen. You're donating all of the charity, or half the charity, the proceeds to charity. Yeah. And you're thanking us on the radio.
Yeah. And you got to understand, we were driven completely by what you handed us. You know, like, here's my song. I mean, you know, wasn't like we were just magically coming up with this stuff. It was all based on really good songwriting and singing and all that good stuff.
Our alternate band name is the Mutual Admiration Society.
Or Mats.
Mm-hmm.
People can't see it, but you guys are all hugging right now. It's really
we're
cute.
Not wearing pants,
we hold hands everywhere we go.
And skip.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to get ready for some more live music by TKO. Check out the album. It's called Old Music for Young Hearts. We'll be right back here on Kaleidoscope.
Who says there's nothing to do? With so much going on in the Miami Valley, it's hard to keep track of everything. That's where the WISO Community Events Calendar comes in. It's a great place to start planning your weekend, and you can even submit your own event. Visit wiso.org and click on events. You don't know what you've been missing.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We have TKO live in the studio, and they're going to play some more live music for us. We'll be right back.
searching for your light to get me through the night. We'll be right back.
It was TKO live in the WYSO studios. Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
You can check their disc out. It's called Old Music for Young Hearts. It's on CD Baby. We'll put a link to it up on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And if you missed any part of this interview or want to hear their live set again, it'll be on our website tomorrow. It's wyso.org. Here's some Sonic Youth.